Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, in breaking news, I do want to share with you real quick. This is just breaking, and we've shared about this previously on VFN TV, that the Sudanese woman who was sentenced for apostasy, she reportedly has given birth in prison. This is Miriam Ibrahim, Fox News is reporting. She gave birth to a girl Tuesday in the hospital wing of the prison. She's in prison, and she's also in prison with her 20-month-year-old son. She gave birth to a daughter named Maya, and she is in prison today for refusing to renounce her Christian faith. And they put her in prison. This is what's happening in this Muslim nation. Mm-hmm. And she says, "I was never a Muslim," she told a judge. "I was raised a Christian from the start. And now..." this is what the court in Khartoum ruled earlier, that Ibrahim must give birth and nurse her baby for 2 years before being executed. She was sentenced to execution, but must receive 100 lashes for adultery immediately after having her baby, for having relations with her Christian husband. Ibrahim could have spared herself death by hanging simply by renouncing her faith. Mm. Think about this.
Wow.
Think of the day and age that we're living in, and this woman has been sentenced to execution, 100 lashes, after she has given birth to a baby, which reportedly Fox News says happened Tuesday. And all she had to do was renounce the fact that she was a Christian, and she'd be okay. See, you understand, you can't, if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're not going to renounce him. Uh-uh. You're not going to renounce him. You can't renounce him.
That's right.
That alone is such a huge sign and a witness to the entire world. Who is this Jesus that this woman refuses to renounce him and yet suffer such harm? He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. There is no way to the Father but through him. He is the King of Kings, he is the Lord of Lords. And we want to encourage you today. We pray for Miriam right now. Father, we just pray for her protection. We pray for her soon release. We pray that the United States government will intervene in her situation right now and rescue this woman from the 100 lashes that they said she's about to receive, and from execution. God, we ask you to have mercy, and we ask you to move on her behalf, Lord, and rescue Miriam. We want to continue to share about these things that are happening, the persecution of our brothers and our sisters, and to understand that, listen, this is happening in Sudan. You know, their penal code criminalizes the conversion of Muslims into other religions, which is punishable by death, according to Fox News. And Muslim women in Sudan are further prohibited from marrying non-Muslims, although men are permitted to marry outside their faith. Children, by law, must follow their father's religion. I mean, this is just ludicrous and crazy. And to say that Islam is a religion of peace, hello, these are the facts. 100 lashes, being sentenced to hanging. Let's catch a clue. Uh-huh. This is what's happening in our world today. Listen, Jesus Christ laid down his life for you. Islam and Muhammad requires you to lay your life down for him. Don't think so. I'd rather have Jesus, and we want to be able to continue to share the light into these Muslim countries, that they may have the hope in finding a Savior who sacrificed all for them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.